Jayambe Jagadambe Mata Bhavani Ki Jayambe 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 Durga Tinashini Durga Jaya Jaya Kala Vinashini Kali Jaya Jaya Durga Tinashini Durga Jaya Jaya Kala Vinashini Kali Jaya Jaya Om Rama Brahmani Jaya Jaya Radha Rukamani Sita Jaya Jaya Om Rama Brahmani Jaya Jaya Radha Rukamani Sita Jaya Jaya Jayambe Jagadambe Mata Bhavani Ki Jayambe 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 Durga Tinashini Durga Jaya Jaya Kala Vinashini Kali Jaya Jaya Durga Tinashini Durga Jaya Jaya Kala Vinashini Kali Jaya Jaya Bhavani ki jayambe Jayambe Jagadambe Mata Bhavani ki jayambe
Neelam?
Yeah.
You know, this is such, you too, Peter, also, so beautiful, the chanting. You cannot stop at the end without trailing out. You can't just stop because you want to, I don't know if you want to or not, but I certainly want you to. You want to. I'm going to say you want to, just to put it on you. You want to leave an impression in the heart of the people. And you can do that by kind of tossing them a last and gentle long note, because it's so beautiful how you chant. Peter, do you understand? I know you do. Neelam, do you understand? Because you're the guy who has the harmonium, you see. You're the guy in control. Okay. So I've said what I want to say. Thank you. It's beautiful. The second part of the Ambe chant is really, really beautiful too. I've never heard it before. And it really rounds out that chant so beautifully. Thank you so much. So here we are. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagavan Ki Jai, Satcha Sangha Ki Jai. We were speaking about, what were we speaking about on tea? So we were speaking about the Dharma. We were speaking about identification with a whole lot of people, like a generation of people who you don't even know. And concluding that is who I am to some degree. That's not true. You're not a generation. You're not your body. You're not your thoughts. You're not what you could even possibly conceive of. So to realize that actuality and still be in life kind of commonly as we are. We mature in our understanding. So Antis and I were speaking about the Dharma, and she was asking, can you backtrack, or can you go backwards? And the answer is no. Once you ring that bell, you can't unring it, that's for sure. So, and yet, everything is your spiritual practice. Practice, I don't like the word practice either. Only because practice has the insinuation that you can put it on the shelf with the music books until next week or tomorrow when you're practicing again. This is a full-on being, which you have come to see, so to speak. Words are not easy sometimes. I don't know who said it, but someone bright and sensitive said that something like, I'm not sure of the words, but something like how you really, how is it? Maybe you know this one, Sahara. Maybe you know Jenny and Ian. It has to do with who are you when no one's around to acknowledge or perceive you. Who are you then? How are you then? How are you with yourself? How are you? I have a lot that I could actually choose from today. But I am very fond of this point of being. And then we can say the Dharma, but then we have ideas about what the Dharma is rather than being the way. Mm-hmm. I asked Antisa, where do you pick up your spirituality and where do you put it down? Huh? Is that so? Yeah. All of your relationships, all of your everyday, every breath is going to, is not only going to, and we'll leave it at that and not even finish the sentence. Because if we finish the sentence, then we have an idea about it again. And why don't we leave particularly the Dharma free of ideas and just see what arises and how we move through it and whether we come again to the state of peace. And even when we're anxious, can you feel the sense of peace in you even when you're anxious? Yeah. And Will was speaking about skill. I offered a transmission on skill because Will asked for that. And it interweaves very beautifully here that there is no time or any particular place or anything that is devoid of your spirituality, because you are spirit fundamentally. And it is spirit. We can use the term spirit. Words are useful. And when we begin to identify with the spirit of our very being, with the mystery within us, the movement of our lives, the turning of the planet, the accumulation and generation and organization of all that makes up our body and our world, we could say it's so we could say that God, whatever God is, I very much love the terminology in the Pistis Sophia, the mystery from which, because of this mystery, everything is. I love that definition of God. And the inseparability. I want to read something to you. Oops, that's a Zen meeting. No, I don't want that. Hold on. I want to read something to you that I think is really important. And again, moves, as Will was saying, in the most, most subtle way. Hold on. I'm coming. I'm still with you. I know how to get there. Oh, here we are. And I mentioned this in the new transmission. Huang Po says it is incorrect to employ such mystical terminology as "I dwell in the absolute." The absolute dwells in me, or I am penetrated by the absolute. For when space is transcended, the concepts of whole and part are no longer valid. The part is the whole. I am the Absolute, except that I am no longer I. What I behold then is my true self, which is the actual nature of all things. Seer and seen are one and the same, yet there is no seeing, just as the eye cannot behold itself. But what I really want you to hear is I am the Absolute. I would take the out so that Absolute is not become an object. I am Absolute, except that I am no longer I. So that's the spiritual journey in a nutshell. And everything in your life will support it. And it's true, it gets more and more subtle. And what is skill? Will, it could be many, many things. We'll just say what comes to heart in this moment. It's the attention to curiosity. And to be the spirit that you are, and to discover it. This body without the spirit is just a chunk of meat deteriorating back into the earth. Our body does not belong to us, it belongs to the earth. That's where it will be left. So what is it that animates the body, that creates every morning, poetically speaking, a sunrise and the sun blazing in the middle of the solar system? And what is it that makes water wet? And what is it that rolls out the stars in the evening? I remember Sahara a long time ago. Sahara said to me, "Oh, I'm not the one who put the stars in the sky." And I said, "No, you are not, but that which you are did roll the stars into the sky." And that's the journey. So at the end of it, Antisa, are you there?
Yes, Shantimai.
I want to, if you don't mind, I want to go into the last part of that. How do you feel about that?
Of course, you can share anything.
Thank you. So, Antisa's not the only one. So it's kind of a thing that ignited people do, is they take these very profound statements and kind of minimize them and throw them out there and make it like this covers me. Okay, so what am I talking about? I'm talking about this week I heard mistake make better, as though it was a new piece of clothing. I had to attend to the clothing. Mistake make better. And then Antisa says, God is one, all is God. And then some people say, oh, it's all perfect, and actually never really understand it. and never really take it to heart, because when you take it to heart, it can't become a kind of hiding place. What do I mean by hiding place? I can see Will wondering about that. What I mean by that is that we can say that and everything's done and I can get out of the way and I don't have to say anything else and I look smart. And tuned in. But, okay.
Shantimai, would you call that a spiritual platitude?
There's no such thing as a spiritual platitude. So, no, I wouldn't. Okay. I would call it, you know what I would call it. It starts with a B and has an S there. And it means where somebody goes out in the field and cow patties. Nonsense. What? How are you going to get a spiritual platitude? It's a very good topic. Why do you even think there would be such a thing? I think it's really important, Antisa, to ask that question to yourself. And if I were you, I would cry a lot. That's something that you will have to, and people will have to. It's a very good point you bring up. How dare anyone, I'm just saying, how could a person dare to put themselves above anyone or under anyone? How is that possible? Spirit is all. Whoops, we don't want to make another excuse. But this is the calamity of collecting spiritual kind of knowledge rather than jumping in the deep part of the ocean off the cliff. We must be very careful not to, excuse my cough, I'm sorry. We must be very careful. Those who are listening, we must be very careful We must be very careful in a very marvelous way. In some way, like a breeze clips off an autumn leaf and carries it in the wind. There's no such thing as a spiritual platitude. And yet, I do see people working with, so to speak, working with, releasing the idea of being on a spiritual platitude. I think I'm better than someone else because I have this knowledge. Actually, when you really see with that wisdom that's within you that you have brought forth and are about to emerge in, when you really see that, you will release all ideas of comparison whatsoever because they're useless. They're useless.
You may be the prettiest girl on the block, and on the next block, some girl going to be much more prettier than you. You might know this. You can't do that. You can't do it. It's just like how you can look down your nose at anyone when you're,
Wang Po said, I am the absolute. Without an I.
That's what happens, so to speak, is that your awareness, which is already naturally in place, you see, you're already an enlightened soul. You're already what you're going to discover. You're not going to make it happen. It's already there. You're just clouded with these ideas. That's all. That's it.
And they seem so thick and...
But there's nothing there. That's the most beautiful part of all. Is it's just how you think, nothing else.
If you think you're guiding people, you're not. Ultimately, whatever you think you're going to offer as guidance, people will or will not take it, and they'll guide themselves. They will or will not receive it, and they will move along as they do. And that's the good thing, by the way. You're not in control of people. And your offerings are wonderful.
The skill is, and I don't like this term getting myself out of the way either. I
just stop all of that talk.
And as often as you can, which is actually always, but as often as you will give yourself the chance just to be still and silent, even if you're moving, even if you're in a concert, then you get to see, my gosh, I always thought that I was superior. Now I see that that's like, how is space superior to what? Is light superior to what? And it all melts down and it all goes away. And you're present to take the fragrance of summer, to live kindly for someone else, for yourself, to wonder, to love. And all this nonsense, these little thorns of ideas of how big or small we are, all these comparisons and judgments, they just go, oh. Thank you, God.
When the great master, and I mentioned this in this transmission, when the great master in the pottery studio saw Victoria's bowl, he didn't just look at it, put it on the shelf and say, oh, mistake make better. He took that bowl. He saw everybody's, I'm sure. I can only consider that he's sure. Everybody was standing around. He took the bowl. She was incredibly disappointed, naturally. And she picked up the bowl, or he picked up the bowl. He looked at the form. He looked at the colors. He looked at the rim. He looked at the footing. He saw that it was a masterpiece. And bang, this mistake came into it, but now it's something different. Now we look at it from another kind of perspective when the master says, mistake make better. So it's not just tossed aside, mistake make better. Oh, all is God. Oh, everything's perfect. Actually, be careful about such things. Otherwise, they may become a habit. Anyhow, you wouldn't want that, would you? I don't know. I'm just speaking about the fundamental matter, is to learn to control your thoughts. That's all of spirituality. And then the heart is naturally active, unhurt, not so sensitive. Actually, a great warrior, the sun is the ruler of the heart, the lion, the love is your shield. No other shield than that. Anyhow, so I wait until, yeah, pew, Magdalena. Oh, we have it, Shrita. Okay, so let's go to pew. Hey, Pio.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste. How are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you. Very grateful for all what you are sharing today. It makes me really drive in a very deep state of perception. And I have a question about this not being our body. And I would like to know if it is correct to express the feeling that I have that my body is like an instrument to perceive that there is not a difference between the breath that a stone has, the breath that is in me, or in a flower, or in anything. Is it that? Because I, working with the body through dance all the time, there is always a moment where I have the perception that there is something else moving.
Well, hold on. Shall I come in?
Yes, please. Yeah,
'cause I'm excited. You say my body. Who is my? I wouldn't go too fast over that like it's a speed bump. I wouldn't go over that too fast. Who's the my? My body, my eyes, my vision. What is this identity? And you know, the most beautiful thing about this is that we live common lives. Hmm. And we go on in our life exactly as we've been going on. It's just that the wisdom, we call it wisdom, emerges from us that most of life and all of its thinking and emotional fields, they're okay, but they're clouds. And to calm an emotional field is a great mastery, right? By the way, you remember the story of the monk. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. I don't know why. Hold on. I have a cough today. Sorry about that. The great master who was leaving the planet, and he called his disciples to him, and he gave them each something to do in their life. And then he left. He passed. And as one of the head monks was walking, as he was walking through the garden, the Zen garden, he heard crying. And he heard sobbing. And he went to find out where that was coming from. And he saw this monk crying and just sobbing. And he said, what is it with you? He said, you know about life and death. And the monk said, I'm crying because I'm crying. So you're dancing because you're dancing. Your identity as spirit doesn't touch your life. I've got some dust in my... in my throat. So we go on as we do. That's the beautiful part. And that which we are cannot be defined by beauty or ugliness, body or life or death, limit or any kind of limitation whatsoever. None can be imposed upon who you are. I think that's what I want to say to you. Hmm. No limit whatsoever can be imposed upon who you are.
Yes.
We're going there. We're going there. It's time to go there. It's time to understand how profoundly we inject ourselves with a lot of ideas that we have to deal with when in fact we're completely free of them. And we are living free of them. And we give up all these ideas. I see people all the time, very, 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 very fine people. How dare I say fine or not fine? I say fine. Who impose such pain upon themselves for nothing. bright, clear, wise, kind, generous. Only because of the way they think, only. Not even what life brings upon them, just the way they think. What they identify with, it's true. I see it all of the time. And it's time to overcome that. Because the world is waking up on all kinds of different, in all kinds of different ways. But this world is actually transcending. It is actually in an ascension. And the scientists know it, and the spiritual leaders know it, the yogis know it, the aboriginals know it, the indigenous people know it, and we're going to move right along. And we're going to stop imposing upon ourselves that which harms ourselves and others, even momentarily. Do you understand?
I think I am understanding.
Well, keep on dancing.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Of course. See, that's the beauty of the, we live just normal lives.
May I ask you something? It's a sharing because I am listening really from my heart to you. And this morning I had a very simple experience. I went down to have a coffee in the supermarket, and there is a boy there who is serving coffee sometimes, who is very rude. But he's very rude with me, I don't know why. And about not defining, I had a very deep experience with him because he was rude again. And I felt that I could see all this as a spiritual experience because it was wonderful not he's acting with me, but to consider him in another way, wishing him from inside the best of life, because I don't know what it is to serve coffee all day long. So somehow it was a beautiful experience. I don't know if it's clear what I'm saying.
Everything is a spiritual experience.
Yes.
It doesn't have to look churchy or heartful or light and beautiful, although those qualities are really wonderful. It can look like a pile of shit. It's all spiritual. There is nothing that is not spiritual. The spirit, what we call the spirit, see, words begin to be, what is governing all of this all at once, I cannot comprehend. But whatever is governing all of this all at once, is always governing all of this all at once, governing your very breath. And all that you experience and your heartbeat and the rude guy. Whatever it, that is, that means it's far away, which is completely
erroneous.
That is, which is governing this whole illusional dream, which is called life, is your very self-nature. And when you lay your body back to the earth, then I will again read Huang Po's statement. It's so profound and so beautiful. I am the absolute, except that I am no longer I. Am. We need to do what we need to do and enjoy life and dig in a little deeper. Just a little deeper. What if you cease to identify with your body? I'm going to leave you with that. As a dancer. I'm going to leave you with that. What if you, what? I don't like what ifs. Cease to identify as your body and remain a dancer. It's not that difficult. It's not complex and it's not abstract. Everything that we live is more abstract than that.
Chanchimai, I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you.
I can't help myself.
I love you so much.
I love you too. Cease to identify as your body, as a dancer, and continue to dance. See what is dancing, who is dancing. And you will not be able to comprehend, so don't even try.
Okay.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, too. Magdalena. Namaste, namaste.
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 You can hear me?
Yes.
I love you. I love you, too.
That's my good luck.
And the more I listen, the more... Everything is wonderful. Everything is precious. And it becomes more simple. I remember you said in this satsang, and you said to me in a conversation this winter, that all I have to do is to master my thoughts.
Yeah. That'll take a couple of incarnations. slowly go for it.
I wanted to share I had a beautiful experience this morning, and when I have then it is like mastering thoughts, because something else comes in and I'm just being with we had a swim in a lake nearby where we live, me and my husband, and after the swim there comes a big eagle. And I was immediately thinking of you, eagle for you, and I think something my. And it was a big one, like a sea eagle, we call it here. And it was, so I wanted to bring it to you.
It's really it's really wonderful to have experiences that are uplifting, no? When life is tough, it's really important. I'm saying really a lot. It's important to master, continue. Never cease mastering thinning thought, its importance, what you're thinking, where it's taking you, just observing all of that. Because when the time comes when the experience is not so nice, and may you always have wonderful experiences, and thank you for bringing it. When experiences are not so nice, that's the time you will want to retreat into that observing and that silence and that availability of steadiness to know that this too will pass. So one is not thrashed around by life's experiences, good or bad. And we're not attached, so to speak, good experiences are spiritual and bad experiences are not. It's just not the way it is it? So I thank you for bringing it because it's beautiful. Thank you. We can all take a dose of beauty.
It's also, I wanted to share that I have moments when I create something with my thoughts and I stop doing it. And that it's so simple. There comes a simplicity and a joyfulness
Well, as the great Heart Sutra says, gate gate para gate para sam gate bodhisvaha. Continue. That's what it means. Gate gate para gate para sam gate bodhisvaha. This is wonderful. So we must never think that we have, especially in the beginning, few incarnations, that we have mastered the mind. Of course, maybe we do. We don't know the work of the past. You never know. But always gati bodhisvaha. What are you thinking?
Couple things, Shanti Mai.
What would it be?
One is the that a couple years ago you shared with us the analogy of the rain past not.
Oh, Sahara is saying that some years ago we spoke about the ring past knot.
And that once that has shifted, it is that way always.
Yeah, and that's what he says. And once that's shifted, it's that way always. That's what we were talking about with Antisa. You can't unring the bell. So as Will was speaking, there's definitely a skill to this. because the idea that this is good and this is bad and this is spiritual and this is not and these are that and they're here's the skill. And there's something called in metaphysics somewhere along the line, the ring pass not. The ring, don't pass it. Or you can't pass it, but you can. And you must, and you do. And that is how you say, you know, I find it simple. I wouldn't say that it's easy. I would say that it's simple. Sometimes it's extremely difficult. Sometimes it's extremely easy, but it is simple, it's true. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. Antisa? We have four more. Up. We're going to move pretty quickly because it's already 11:35. And Tisa?
Yes, hi. Namaste. I was just going to add, and it can be very quick, but this makes me think of the excerpt that you shared from the teachings of Wang Po about our attempts to explain spirituality, what you were speaking of earlier. There's a... I pulled it... pulled it up, but there's a phrase in the excerpt from the transmission offering that you were going to do.
The selected verses.
Well, it says people become involved in the duality of longing for light and avoiding darkness.
Yeah.
In their anxiety to seek enlightenment on the one hand and to escape from the passions and ignorance of corporeal existence on the other, they conceive right. of the enlightened Buddha and unenlightened sentient beings as separate entities.
Yes.
And then it says at the end, it is all because you take it upon yourself to talk of explaining Zen. And this is what I take from what you shared in your transmission is that the moment we attempt to explain the experience, we're outside of it, and it's a distraction from being in the experience.
Well, be careful not to do that either.
Yeah.
Right. Don't bother. Because as Wang Po said, we're, you know, involved in explaining Zen, but then there's the whole Zen teachings of Wang Po. So,
right. This is, for me, this is such a nuanced spot because on the one hand, we talk about it. And on the other hand, talking about it can be a distraction from living it.
All is God. That's exactly what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good to recognize it because yes. when we recognize it, then we can... We can see, we don't have to hurt ourselves. We don't have to say we're stupid. We don't have to say anything. We can just go, oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's not such a superficial statement that can just cover my butt this moment.
Right.
I have to talk like, I just talk like that.
Yes, I see. Thank you, Shantimai.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Achila, I always talk like that. I don't know why.
Hello, Shantimai.
Hello.
I saw Kubira yesterday. Kubira.
Yeah, what about Kubira?
Yeah. He said me, I take him in the satsang. Because he is too weak, so I take him in the satsang in my heart. And he said, to tell you, he's deeply loved, he said, with tears in his eyes.
Yes, I know this.
Yeah.
Thank you for delivering that.
Okay.
Will you see him again?
Yes.
You give him, you put your arms around him.
Mm-hmm.
And just tell him that this is from Shanti Mai.
Yes.
How is Kubera?
He had fever. And he has tomorrow his last radiation therapy. But I thought he looked surprisingly, well, I don't know how to say. I was surprised to have a good conversation with him, and he was clear.
I'm glad.
And full of love.
Do you think that Kubera is dying?
Well, from my experience seeing Claudio's father dying, I think he's quite strong in his body.
Is anybody with Kubera right now?
Yeah, his wife, but I didn't see her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's also not 100% well. Well, thank you. Thank you, Achala. Is there anything else that you want to know? Thank you.
No, just I love you.
I love you too.
Thank
Namaste.
You.
Sikar.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste, Sikar.
I just want to say very big thank you.
Okay.
It's difficult to put it into words. They're going.
I will see you soon. Is that true?
That'll yes. Be
is there anything else you'd like to bring to the satsang?
There was lots I wanted to share, but it goes silent. And this is, yes. Gita was, last week she was sharing about not doing and how this is, she didn't have to let go, or she didn't have to release or something. And first time I went into silence, I was a heavy smoker. And I didn't want to stress about smoking, so I bought a big carton of cigarettes so I could smoke peacefully. And as I went into silence, I wanted to smoke, but I couldn't make the effort. And it was...
Well, sometimes we make the effort, sometimes we don't.
No, but this is what is happening more and more.
Sometimes we make the effort, sometimes we don't. I'm going to stay there. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's your experience is that effortless is at ease. Your experience will soon be that effortless is not at ease. So it goes up and down. And the fact is that we remain like this as much as we can. And that itself becomes revealing. Life doesn't always serve us in a way that we think is wonderful. Sometimes it serves us in a way that we think is very hard. That's you cannot make life always wonderful. Sometimes something falls upon us that we do not think is wonderful, because this is the way it goes. It always has gone like that, and it will always go like that. And we are like this. And Ananda Maima said, and I love how she said it, effort and effortlessness are like two sides of a braid, sometimes yes, sometimes no. And I agree. If we stay with effortlessness, or if we stay with effort, well, it doesn't work like that. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
These months have been very difficult in a way, but it's like the gravitational force of being or of this lake underneath makes effort, yes. Maybe it's not the word I want. It is. It's like when you speak, when you quote, when I read Rumi, this neutrality, this becomes so much more.
It can be said like that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is, and it's not to put effort. I have to make effort, but it is, but the gravity, this being, and this is more loud. The silence becomes louder.
More available. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that makes the other, me, my comparison, makes it further.
Yes. You
know, this is.
That's because you're maturing.
Yes. Finally. No. Sorry. Not a fast learner at all.
That's sweetening.
And I want to thank you so much for this, because this is what I've always wanted.
Well, it's up to you to get it, or to be with it, or to develop within it, or whatever the words may insinuate. But it's up to you. That's the wonderful thing.
It's a grace. Why I want it? It's grace. It's a blessing.
Yes, you can say so. It certainly is.
It's a visit on me. Yeah. It's what I mean by this is, it's not something I credit my. It's there. Impossible to refuse. I just want to say thank you to you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Namaste. Shemananda.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
Namaste. Your orange glasses go very nicely with your orange t-shirt.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful to listen to you at the beginning, your sharings, and it touched me so.
How about the middle? How about the end? No, never mind.
No, I don't talk about this. Okay. I talk about just the beginning.
Okay. So,
no, yeah. I love everything you say, you know. But the thing is, I made a really deep experience after 3 years. I met again my teacher, my Japanese teacher, and I drive in so deep in silence. And I experienced again this natural feeling that the body moves by itself without reasoning, without knowledge. And therefore, it touched me so much the beginning of the first half an hour. You talked about this I am and about Huang Po and the Zen, that I say, wow, it's exactly what I experienced now.
I'm very happy about that.
Yes, me too. And I'm so thankful that you shared this. And I made one experience like 2001, a kind of Inoshino seminar. Inoshi in Japanese means life. And it's a way to think about the thinking and to go as deep that it stops thinking. And this showed me a whole new life. And I like to share this with you, with the community, that it makes me very free of all this burden of the thoughts on my body where you started this.
That's what we're always talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
The breath, the meditation of the breath is strictly to put you in a state where you don't have to think about anything. And it's very revealing. But one stays with it for I would say 12 years minimum. Because it's the breath simply continues and continues and continues to be revelation. And when you will give your attention to your breath, sit in your own radiances. You begin to understand words. You begin to understand that your being is not what you thought it was. In any way, shape, or form. And that is really beautiful. Yeah. And sometimes it's not beautiful. So limitation. Beauty is also a limitation. But it's also an injection of being uplifted and softening the eyes and being with life as it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am the absolute. And no longer I. It's beautiful. Okay, so we're going to close.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's move to Peter and Nilo. Namaste, everyone.
Oh.
chate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavashishate.
Yeah.